Now look at part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a woman called Zoe Adams, a famous author.
Zoe Adams, the famous author, is with us today. Zoe, welcome.
I am really happy to be here with you.
How do you come up with ideas for your books?
I have always been inspired by current events. When I was working as a journalist, I would often write articles based on stories I heard while covering breaking news. Now I use those same skills to write fiction novels. For my last novel, I heard about a local crime story and decided to write a mystery novel based on it. I interviewed several people involved in the case and wrote a fictionalized version of their story.
What is your favorite genre to write in?
I really enjoy writing fantasy novels because I love creating new worlds for my characters to explore. My favorite book series is A Song of Ice and Fire by George R.R. Martin. The world he created was so rich with detail and history. I loved getting lost in his stories.
If you could write about any subject, what would it be?
If I could write about any subject, I would definitely want to write about my passion for travel. I have been fortunate enough to visit many places around the world, and I think there are so many interesting stories to tell from these experiences. If I were writing about travel, I would love to share some tips on how people can save money while traveling.
What would you say is your greatest accomplishment as an author so far?
I'm most proud of my first novel, which I wrote when I was in college. It took me 2 years to write, but I learned so much about writing during that process.
How well do you handle criticism?
I love receiving feedback on my work because I find it helpful when trying to edit a piece. When I first started writing, I would hate it if someone gave me negative feedback. However, now I realize that the feedback is there to help me become a better writer. If I make changes based on their advice, I usually see improvements in my writing.
Do you have any tips for young authors?
I think the most important tip I have for upcoming writers is to write every day. When I first started my career as an author, I would set aside time each morning to write. Even when I didn't feel inspired, I forced myself to sit down and put words on paper. Eventually, I found that by doing this regularly, it became easier to find inspiration to write. If you're just starting out, try setting aside 30 minutes each day to write.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now listen again. You will hear an interview with a woman called Zoe Adams, a famous author.
Zoe Adams, the famous author, is with us today. Zoe, welcome.
I am really happy to be here with you.
How do you come up with ideas for your books?
I have always been inspired by current events. When I was working as a journalist, I would often write articles based on stories I heard while covering breaking news. Now I use those same skills to write fiction novels. For my last novel, I heard about a local crime story and decided to write a mystery novel based on it. I interviewed several people involved in the case and wrote a fictionalized version of their story.
What is your favorite genre to write in?
I really enjoy writing fantasy novels because I love creating new worlds for my characters to explore. My favorite book series is A Song of Ice and Fire by George R.R. Martin. The world he created was so rich with detail and history. I loved getting lost in his stories.
If you could write about any subject, what would it be?
If I could write about any subject, I would definitely want to write about my passion for travel. I have been fortunate enough to visit many places around the world, And I think there are so many interesting stories to tell from these experiences. If I were writing about travel, I would love to share some tips on how people can save money while traveling.
What would you say is your greatest accomplishment as an author so far?
I'm most proud of my first novel, which I wrote when I was in college. It took me 2 years to write, but I learned so much about writing during that process.
How well do you handle criticism?
I love receiving feedback on my work because I find it helpful when trying to edit a piece. When I first started writing, I would hate it if someone gave me negative feedback. However, now I realize that the feedback is there to help me become a better writer. If I make changes based on their advice, I usually see improvements in my writing.
Do you have any tips for young authors?
I think the most important tip I have for upcoming writers is to write every day. When I first started my career as an author, I would set aside time each morning to write. Even when I didn't feel inspired, I forced myself to sit down and put words on paper. Eventually, I found that by doing this regularly, it became easier to find inspiration to write. If you're just starting out, try setting aside 30 minutes each day to write.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That is the end of part 4.